This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government forms Constituency Delineation Commission, 5-member committee under former Chief Justice Kamal Narayan Das gets 21 days to furnish reports. Election Commission unveils local election program in province number 2 scheduled for September 18. Bill related to lower house and provincial assembly elections presented in parliament and at least 2 killed and a Mediterranean tsunami rises following 6.7 magnitude quake in Turkey. Now the news in detail. The government has formed the Constituency Delineation Commission under the chairmanship of former Justice of the Supreme Court, Kamal Narayan Das. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday set up the 5-member commission in view of the constitution-mandated provincial and federal elections due by coming January. According to Minister for Finance Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, the commission is mandated to carry out delineation of federal boundaries within 21 days. The commission comprises Madhav Adhikari, Dr. Bishwa Kalyan Parajuli, Ganesh Raj Karki as the members, while Yogendra Sharma is the member secretary. Likewise, yesterday's meeting of the Council of Ministers also approved the resignation rendered by Chief Secretary Dr. Somlal Suvedi. Furthermore, the meeting also endorsed Environmental Effect Evaluation Second Amendment Regulations 2074 for the reconstruction of the quake-damaged physical infrastructures. Minister Karki said the discussion was also held on the demands put forth by Madhya-centric Rashtriya Janata Party. Home Minister Jonardhan Sharma has presented Bill on Election of Member of House of Representatives and the Bill on Election of the Member of Provincial Assembly at the Legislature Parliament. Minister Sharma made it clear that the bills have been presented in view of the government's plan to hold the elections of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly within the constitutional deadline of coming January. On the occasion, Minister Sharma made it clear that the government is not for excluding any political party from the election. The notice of objection to the bills submitted by lawmakers Dilip Prasad Kafle and Anuradha Thapa Magar was disapproved by the majority of lawmakers. Similarly, the proposal submitted by the Home Minister Sharma on behalf of Prime Minister and Minister for General Administration seeking the Employees Adjustment Bill 2074 to be sent to the concerned committee for the clause-wise discussion was approved by the Parliament meeting. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Federal Affairs and Local Development Vijay Kumar Gachedar presented a proposal seeking the Bill on Local Governance Act 2073 be sent for clause-wise discussion was also approved by the meeting. The Election Commission has unveiled the election program and schedule for the local-level elections of Province No. 2 to be held on September 18. According to the spokesperson of the Election Commission, Surya Prasad Sharma, the filing of candidacy will be held on September 6. Local-level elections are being held in 127 local units across 8 provinces of Province No. 2. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has directed the government secretaries and chiefs of concerned departments to facilitate for inviting domestic and foreign investors. At a meeting held at the Prime Minister's office on foreign investment, Prime Minister Dewa said that the government bodies should extend supportive roles for the new projects. Prime Minister Dewa also said that some projects are taking a decade to complete due to hassles from the government side, stating that the country should make a big stride in economic growth with the utilization of water resources. Prime Minister directed to formulate investment-friendly policies. The meeting has decided to submit proposal to the Council of Ministers in a fortnight to amend the regulations formulated by the Investment Board relating to leasing the land to investors. Present in the meeting were Minister for Finance Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, Chief Secretary Rajendra Kishore Chhetri, Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Sankar Das Bairagi and other secretaries at the concerned ministries. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिले सम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक ₹100 पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा।
ओहो, कति सस्तो, 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB, साँच्चै सस्तो।
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ, 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस्, इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्।
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस्, लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415।
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415#।
रमाउनुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकमको सस्तो इन्टरनेटमा। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidyadevi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa sent separate messages of congratulations to Ramnath Kovind on his election as the 14th President of the Republic of India. In their messages, the President and the Prime Minister expressed willingness to work closely with the newly elected Indian President in the days ahead for further strengthening the cordial relations between Nepal and India. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Krishna Bahadur Mahara has said Nepal's relation with Russia has continued on mutual trust and cooperation. Addressing a program organized by Nepal-Russia Friendship and Cultural Association on the 61st anniversary of Nepal-Russia diplomatic relations yesterday, Foreign Minister Mahara said efforts are on to make the bilateral relations between the two countries multidimensional. Mahara said the two countries have been working in cooperation not only in bilateral level but also in the multilateral forums at the United Nations. The foreign minister lauded the contribution of Russia made to the modernization of Nepal by helping in building physical infrastructures and industrial area. Speaker Ansari Gharti has said that the role of women parliamentarians should be important in formulating laws that will protect and promote their rights. Inaugurating the first assembly of Women Parliamentarians Coordination Committee yesterday, Speaker Ansari Gharti underscored unity among the women parliamentarians for resolving the problems facing Nepali women. Also speaking in the program, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Krishna Bahadur Mahara said the Women Parliamentarian Coordination Committee can be pivotal for protection of women in the country. Similarly, Nepali Congress Chief Whip Chinkaji Shrestha spoke of the need for the women to work in unison. Committee Chair Arjun Dewa stated that the Assembly will endorse regulations formulated by the First Assembly with amendments. The women parliamentarians associated with the committee have been pressing for the effective implementation of at least 33% representation of women in the current cabinet. The Supreme Court on Thursday issued a verdict in the name of the colleges concerned to maintain meritocracy in the admission of students for the postgraduate PG level of medical sciences. A division bench of Justices Sarda Prasad Ghimire and Biswambar Prasad Shrestha directed the Universal College of Medical Sciences and Birganj National Medical College to enroll students on the basis of merit list recommended by the Institute of Medicine. The Supreme Court's verdict comes after the two colleges were charged of enrolling 53 students by charging high fees, thereby violating the merit list recommended by the Institute of Medicine. The death anniversary of the firstly elected Prime Minister of Nepal, Biswesar Prasad Koirala, is being marked today by organizing various programs. Koirala holds a very high regard in Nepali politics for his contribution in different democratic movements that happened in the country during the first half of the 20th century. Koirala, who is also the founder of the largest party of the country, Nepali Congress, believed democratic socialism to be the best form of governance for a third world country. Koirala is also known for his contribution to Nepali literature. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A powerful earthquake measuring a magnitude of 6.7 has struck off the Turkish coast, triggering a tsunami in the Mediterranean and killing at least two. An Australian online portal news.com.au has stated no details of the fatalities on the Greek island of Kos are yet available, but reports of widespread damage are beginning to flood in after the severe earthquake struck the region shortly after 1:30 AM local time. A report in Daily Mail states beachfront hotels full of British holidaymakers were flooded in the coastal city of Marmaris of Turkey, while the effects were also felt on islands such as Crete and Rhodes. Two people have died on the Party Island off coast, while dozens are injured as rescue crews work through the night to dig people out from the rubble of buildings. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has issued a series of royal decrees marking a new checkup of top officials. He set up a security agency bringing together counter-terrorism and domestic intelligence under the authority of a single body. The king also replaced the head of the royal guard and made several appointments to the team of his son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. In June the 31st, the 31-year-old prince became the first in line to Saudi throne. He replaced the king's nephew, Mohammed bin Nafif, who pledged allegiance to the younger cousin. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at some places in the country. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21.2, relative humidity 98%. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Government forms Constituency Delineation Commission, 5-member committee under former Justice Kamal Narayan Das gets 21 days to furnish report. Election Commission unveils local election program in province to schedule for September 18. Bill related to lower house and provincial assembly elections presented in parliament and at least two killed as Mediterranean tsunami rises following 6.7 magnitude quake in Turkey. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.